practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, we're going to begin the program with a song entitled Springs of Living Water. I think this will be an encouragement to you this morning.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound.
I am drinking at the springs of living water.
Happy now am I,
my soul is satisfied.
I'm
drinking at the springs of living water.
A wonderful and bountiful supply. Wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
A fountain flowing deep and
deep
wide.
And wide. Deep and wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Oh sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free,
where thirsting spirits can be satisfied.
Drinking at the springs of living water,
happy now am I,
my soul is satisfied.
Drinking at the springs
of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply.
I am drinking at the springs of living
water,
happy now am I,
my soul is satisfied.
Drinking at the springs
of living
water,
a wonderful and bountiful supply. It's wonderful,
wonderful,
and it's bountiful,
bountiful supply, supply.
I love that song, and of course it comes from John chapter 4, where when the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the woman at the well, he basically said that who believes in me will have waters springing out of himself, and talking about eternal life. And so when we're talking about drinking at the springs of living water, it talks about the eternal life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio or the telephone or the computer or the laptop or whatever device by which you're listening to the program today. And truly, I do thank you for the pleasure of your company, and we come your way every Sunday morning at this same time with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. Today, however, is a very special day for many of us across the United States of America in that it is the Sanctity of Life Sunday, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And of course, this is the time of the year when we remind ourselves that life has been given to us by God, and it is sacred. And everything that we do should be done to honor and to support and to strengthen life. And I know that many churches across the United States, particularly today, will be having a special emphasis, as will we, As a matter of fact, we're going to be playing a special video that shows the sanctity of life, and we will have some other facts and figures to present to the congregation. I've been doing this for many, many years. As far as I look back, I think I can say that as far back as 1976, I have been having Sanctity of Human Life Sundays at the churches that I've pastored. And I think it's important to do that because life is a gift from God. It's an ultimate gift from God. And certainly because of that, we should honor it and we should do everything that we can to protect it. Certainly, I'm thankful that Roe versus Wade has been overturned, as it were, on the federal level in our United States of America. And now it's back to the states to make their decision. And it's my prayer that every state will be pro-life. And I believe in pro-life. I think that abortion is murder. I believe, according to the Bible, that abortion is taking away life. And I firmly believe that life begins at the point of conception. And so from the point of conception to the point that that boy or girl is born and comes out of the mother's womb, it should be protected. And any time there is any abortion for any degree at any stage along the time of that pregnancy, it's taking a life, and that is murder. And so I believe it's important that we protect life, and I know that many churches across America today will be having that special emphasis, as will we here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I trust that you're pro-life, and I trust that you support life. As a matter of fact, the message that I'll be giving here on the program in just a moment is entitled, Why is Human Life Sacred? And so I trust that you'll stay tuned for that. But if you're looking for a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, where we will be having an emphasis on the sanctity of human life. And then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. I invite you to come out and join us. Tomorrow is Inauguration Day down in Washington, D.C., where President Donald Trump will be inaugurated. And we are going to be taking a van load of people down to D.C. to pass out gospel literature. Specifically speaking, we will be passing out the Gospel of John and the book of Romans. And I would encourage you to pray for us as we do this. We do it practically during every inauguration, no matter who it is that's being inaugurated. And therefore, we have the opportunity to spread the word of God to thousands of people. And I would encourage you to pray for us as we leave tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock to go down to Washington, D.C. for gospel distribution. But certainly, if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894, or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then you can learn more about us at our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org. So learn more about us, drop by and visit us, and if we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you for the opportunity that we have to produce this radio program, and particularly today, as it is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And Father, it is my prayer that Christians all across this nation and around the world will do everything that they possibly can to stand for human life, because life is your creation, and anything that you create should be respected and should be upheld. And so, our Father, I pray that this will be a productive Sunday across America and around the world, particularly as Christians stand up for the sacredness of human life and commit themselves to doing everything that we possibly can to protect life from the point of conception to the point of birth, from the point that that precious life is conceived in the mother's womb until it comes out of that mother's womb. Lord, give us the desire to protect that life. I pray for everyone who's listening to me today by radio. You know their spiritual needs, and it is my prayer that you'll minister to them according to their spiritual needs and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another song that reminds us of God's provision. It's a song simply entitled, This is My Father's World. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Gospel of John chapter 10. John chapter 10, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says this, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 10 and verse 10. Now, before I deliver a message entitled, Why is Human Life Sacred? Let's listen to another song, Our Great Savior.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a friend.
He is with us what a strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in Him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, He, my strength, my victory wins.
How we can thank the Lord that Jesus Christ is with us to the end of our life and then, of course, throughout all of eternity. Well, today is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday across America, and I'm very thankful that as a pastor, I can remind my congregation and you as well who are listening today of the importance of human life. When we talk about the fact that human life is sacred, we mean that it is that which belongs to God. That's what the word sacred means. That which belongs to God. And human life is sacred simply because of the fact that it was that which was created by God and sustained by God. And I would like to share a few points with you today concerning why we say that human life is sacred. Number one, as I've already implied, human life is sacred because it was and is created by God. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it said, after God created the whole universe, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And I'm going to talk about that in just a few moments. But what we see here is that the Trinity was involved in creating mankind. You'll see there it says, let us make man in our image. And that, of course, is a reference to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And indeed, God did make us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit did create human life. You go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." You see, this was a special creation. Out of the dust of the ground, God created mankind. He brought that dust together and breathed into that nostrils, those nostrils that he created out of that dust, and man became a living soul. Of course, we know that's talking about Adam. And when you read on down through Genesis chapter 1, it says in verse 18 that the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And you go down to verse 21, it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" And so what we see here in Genesis chapter 1 is that God said that he was going to create man in his image, and he did that. He created Adam out of the dust of the ground, and he created Eve out of Adam's rib. And I must say that every life that is created today also comes from God. You go to Psalm 139, and I would encourage you to take some time to read verses 12 through 18, because it speaks there concerning how God actually formed human life in the womb of the mother. But notice in verse 14, the psalmist says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." And I would encourage you to read down through the rest of that particular psalm. And so what we see is that life is sacred, human life is sacred, because it was created by God. From the dust of the earth was Adam created. From the rib of Adam was Eve created. And in the womb, you and I who are alive today were created by God. But then we see that human life is sacred because it was created by God in his own image. In his own image. Again, we go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Says, "And God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.'" So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, when the Bible tells us that God created mankind in his own image, that simply involves the fact that human life is unique. This does not necessarily relate to animal life at all. It relates only to humans. Only humans have this distinction of being made in the likeness and in the image of God. And when it's talking about the fact that we are made in the likeness and the image of God, that emphasizes the fact that life maintains, the human life maintains reason, intellect, emotion, will, and morality, as does God himself. It's not talking about the fact that God made us in his physical image, but he made us with reason, intellect, emotion, will, and morality, just as he himself maintains those things. And so God created us in the image of God, in his image, intellectually, emotionally, as it relates to our will and morality. But it doesn't stop there. We see that life is sacred because it was created by God for a purpose. Created by God for a purpose. Notice verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1. It says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.'" God is the creator of the universe. Truly, we recognize that as we read through the book of Genesis. But God also delegated his authority in the universe to mankind to see that the resources of the earth were developed according to his purposes. Yes, we are to be fruitful and multiply. That simply means that we are to bear children. But then, of course, we are to not only after we are being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth, we are to have dominion over the earth. And it's important that we do take care of the earth effectively and to the honor and to the glory of God. And then we see that life is sacred not only because it was created by God and in his image and for a purpose, but we also recognize that it is sacred because it is the reward of God. In Psalm 127 and verse 3, it tells us that the fruit of the womb is God's reward. Every child that is born is God's reward to mankind, to that family, to that mom and to that dad, but also to mankind. We must do everything that we possibly can to protect life. It is sacred. It belongs to God because it was created by God. It was created by God in his own image. It was created by God for a purpose, and it was created by God as a special reward from the Lord. So I would encourage you to do everything that you can to protect life. Abortion is sin. Abortion is taking life. Abortion is taking life from God, not only from mankind. And so let's do everything that we can to stand for life, because that's what God would have us to do. I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.